This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today's Hajj pro tip relates to visiting the historical sites in Medina Munawwara. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived in Medina Munawwara for 10 years. And during these 10 years, significant incidents took place. Great battles took place around Medina Munawwara. So it is advised that the one in Medina Munawwara visit these historical sites to once again rekindle that love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to be close to the place where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once lived and once stood during his life. Now, what are some places that you can visit in Medina Munawwara? The first place that I would highly recommend that you visit is Quba. This is the place where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived before actually entering into the city of Medina Munawwara. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually built the very first mosque there. The masjid there was factually built before the masjid in Medina Munawwara was built. And it was a habit of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to visit there every Saturday after Fajr Salah. He would read Salatul Dhuha, the prayer after sunrise. He would pray that in Quba on Saturday. So if you're there Saturday and it's that Salatul Dhuha time, go to Quba and pray it there. You'll find hundreds of people there, and you can also take a hold of that sunnah. The second place that I would encourage to visit is the area of Uhud. This is where the Battle of Uhud took place, a great battle which took place in the third year after migration, a significant incident. You know, it's one that requires, a read. You study it, you learn it, go there, and enjoy just standing there watching over the battlefield once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood at. The third place that I would recommend to visit is the site of Khandaq. This is the place where the Battle of Khandaq took place, where the trenches were built around Medina Munawwara. If you ask a cab driver to take you there, he can also take you there. The fourth place that I would recommend is to visit Masjid al-Qiblatain. This is the mosque where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed towards two qiblas. He was facing Masjid al-Aqsa, and then during the prayer he turned around and faced the Haram. Some scholars say, however, that it wasn't the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who prayed in this mosque towards two qiblas. It was companions that were actually praying, and the Prophet directed them to change their direction. Regardless, this masjid is known as the Masjid of Two Qiblas. And the last place that I would encourage you to visit while you're in Medina Munawwara is the graveyard of Medina Munawwara, Baqiyul Gharqad. The daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are buried there. The wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are buried there. Many of the companions, the great companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are buried there, including Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. So that's today's Hajj pro tip. Be sure to practice it and convey it on to others. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.